Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, June 20th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Each day we prepare these messages early in the morning and share them in various ways over the internet. And our goal is to honor the Lord and hopefully to encourage you. Thank you for taking a few moments to listen to today's message, which is titled Every Opportunity. The scripture text is Colossians 4, verse 5.
Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity.
A friend of ours shared a story that reminds us of the many opportunities we have to share our faith in Christ and at the same time express concern for others. He was having breakfast with a friend, and as the waitress took their order, his friend said to her, "We're going to pray in a few minutes and wonder if you might have anything you would like for us to pray about." The waitress, quite surprised at his invitation, shared a need with the men. After she brought their food, the men bowed to pray and included the specific request the woman had shared. When they finished praying, they opened their eyes only to find that she had been kneeling beside the table during their entire prayer.
This story illustrates today's verse, which has two instructions for earnest followers of Christ. The first one is, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Outsiders in this context are those who are not followers of Christ. Today, virtually all of us who venture out of our homes will encounter those outside the family of believers in Christ. Wisdom is greatly needed in our manner of dealing with them, both in our words and in our actions. We need imparted wisdom so that we present a clear, unambiguous testimony, especially since confusion abounds regarding what constitutes genuine Christianity.
Well, let's illustrate with a negative example that Brooksie and I read in a local paper, which advertises a service that grooms dogs. Now, I'm not sure what type of spiritual understanding the owners have, but the ad ends with this statement: remember, dog spelled backwards says God. Now, if they're intending this as a witness of their faith, I sure question their wisdom. If it's intended to put dog owners on a guilt trip if they're not paying for grooming services, pointing out that the same letters spelling God are also used in spelling dog, this is very unwise, and I would say certainly borders on blasphemy indeed. Thinking any attempt to make this kind of analogy to Almighty God is very demeaning.
Secondly, we're to make the most of every opportunity. There's a tendency to compartmentalize our service for the Lord. We may feel our ministry is pastoring a church, teaching a discipleship class, or many other expressions of Christian service for the Lord. Surely these are all ways that we serve the Lord, but we want to have an attitude that recognizes that it is the will of God that we seek to bring glory to the Lord and witness to others in all that we do. The scripture says, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31.
Well, today we all need to make the most of every opportunity. The Amplified Version translates this phrase, making the most of the time and seizing the opportunity. Let us all seek creative ways today that we can get in a wise witness for the Lord and share His love with others, thus bringing glory to God.
Let's pray together. Lord, we enlist Your help to make our conversation full of grace, seasoned, as it were, with salt, so that we might give an effective witness to those who live without hope. We pray that the mystery of the gospel will be revealed through our lives as You richly dwell within us. We make it our goal to point others toward You, the life-giving source of which we partake daily. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. We are on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. We prepare this podcast, and we know that many primarily listen to our ministry through the podcast, but we are able to put additional material on the website, such as links to additional resources and many times, including today, photos that we take. We welcome you to view the site today. There is also some additional perspective that Brooksine shares as well. Well, have a blessed day. It's a beautiful day here in South Central Pennsylvania. We had a wonderful rain last night, about an inch, did you say, Brooksine?
Mm-hmm.
And we rejoiced. I talked to my Amish friend in the eastern part of the county where it's been very dry, and they got an inch and a half.
Great.
So we are so thankful for this provision from God. Stay faithful today. Be encouraged. Remember, God loves you with an everlasting love.